cock-a-doodle-doo. Woof, woof. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level, Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sin flood of statism out of your head. Can you feel it? Is it working? Can you feel it?
Yeah. I totally feel it. Do you guys feel it?
You'll be feeling it soon, Michael.
And I will.
And the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCON no government license. This allows use and reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCON.org.
And, you know, this is Michael Dean. I'm looking for somebody who travels a lot and goes to conventions of any sort, who's willing to travel with the BIPCON flag and hang it up. I will send it on tour with you. And you can have it looks really good, and it's a really good conversation starter. People will come up to your table and say, "What is that?" And you can explain it and then sell them your colloidal uranium enemas or whatever. So, speaking of which,
love it.
That's James Babb. We also got Randy England. Esquire.
Yes.
All right. So, Esquire Magazine, is that the magazine for attorneys? Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought of it. I should probably subscribe.
Okay, so there's a lot to talk about tonight, but two related things, or three related things. One is Steve Cubby, former libertarian, current weed activist, supporting Bernie Sanders. But I think I'd rather talk about my upcoming colonoscopy, which is a related subject, or another related subject, which is the post office. Okay, so somebody wrote me today, like sent me, they emailed me to tell me they're sending me a letter, and they were talking about how cool it is. They're like, I know that, you know, it's someone who's like newly minted minarchist, and you know, we all were at one time, and I like that in a person, but you know, he's kind of apologizing for liking the post office. He said, well, I'm sending you a letter. And it's really, I just think it's really neat that for less than a dollar, I can like write something down on paper, put it in an envelope, and it gets to you.
Wow.
And I said, well, yeah, it's kind of neat, except that, you know, they have a monopoly on it. And it's news when they lose less than $2 billion a year doing that little neat service. And even beyond that, they don't do a good job, man. So my wife works downtown in an office. Today, she's there. And she goes to go out of the office. She's been there for a couple hours. There's a notice on the door from the mailman saying, you were not here during this time, and we tried to bring you a letter that requires a signature, registered mail. And she was absolutely there. They just didn't bother going in. Like, that's how lazy they're getting. And so she had to drive downtown, like across town, wait in line at the post office, and sign for this thing. And then when she signed for it, she was like, oh, that guy who sends stuff registered that doesn't need to be, some other law firm. So
nobody cared about the letter. There was nothing important in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that took an hour out of time of like an office being run today. So
why not just an email? I don't understand.
Because socialism, man, because the post office, because your government at work. Dobby Barker calls the post office socialism for packages.
And the problem it is really it also is. Involves human beings, and it's miserable. You know, it is amazing.
It works so well if it weren't for didn't involve actual humans.
Now, Michael, how is this going to be related to your colonoscopy?
It's a deep, nasty hole.
Because it's well... It actually is not related because the colonoscopy is voluntary, whereas the post office is not. It's, you know, yeah, you can spend $4 and go UPS and have better experiences with it, but that's UPS would be cheaper if the government didn't have the monopoly.
Well,
that's
actually, I heard that if Bernie Sanders is elected at the post office, you can get your colonoscopy where they do passport photos.
Yeah,
that's going to be now part of the new services they're going to have at the post office.
And colonoscopies are never voluntary. Even if you've agreed, it is only under duress. Now admit it.
It kind of is. Although they like to give them in New Mexico to people they pull over that they think have drugs. That's actually a thing in New
that's
Mexico.
That's still under duress. I don't think that's for...
I know, and they'll bill you for it. It's not even covered by Obamacare. But let's talk for a minute about the idea of monopolies, because I think that people really don't realize that government is force and it's monopoly. I mean, literally, there are people who are like, "Oh, taxes are voluntary," and they're like, "No, no, they're not." You know, don't pay them, and they'll come put guns at your head. That's what happens.
Oh, you're exaggerating, Michael.
But I'm not. It's a process, but you know, if you don't pay your income tax, let's say, they'll send you letters. If you ignore them, they'll send men with clipboards to hand you the letters in person. The next time, they'll send those men with guns. Then they'll send men with guns, and then they'll just shoot you if you resist. They'll come in your house and take you.
When I was a prosecutor, I also did tax collection for the state.
Well, what else does a prosecutor do besides
collect tribute, right? Isn't that their primary function?
We also put people in prison for
not paying tribute.
It's all about the monopoly, man. Of course, I was always amazed by how if somebody refused to pay their taxes and then we filed a lawsuit against them and they came in and offered to pay half of it, we'd go, okay, we'll take it. And I was thinking, what kind of a dope am I? Because I paid all my taxes.
Yeah. Oh, really? So that's how you can pay half your taxes, is just not pay your taxes?
I don't know how it is in other places, but we were always
settling these things.
And I don't think so. We were always settling the silly things for way less than what, you know, we had down that they owed. And like I said, I felt like a schmuck because I was paying all of mine.
Because you were a good citizen paying promptly full price. Yeah.
I think I still am.
Yeah. Yeah, so the monopoly thing, people don't really get this, but...
When you're dealing with like a third world country, which is kind of like the IRS, you know, they make an offer, you make an offer. You know, it's like you just part, the way the system works.
Well, Jim, tell us briefly about your, before I go into my colonoscopy in detail, which I haven't really had it yet. Lou, have you ever had one?
No, I haven't. I'm not anywhere near as old as you.
And James?
No.
Okay, Randy has. So you're supposed to get them when you're 50, and this does relate to you talking to the sewer people today.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about it at length later because you're going to get legal opinion on it. But the sewer people, which are the people that they don't live in the sewer, they run the sewer in your town. They're trying to get $50 out of you. So you went to their meeting and challenged them. I just want to hear how that opened. What did you say?
Well, I said, gosh, you know, thanks for inviting me, but you sure don't look like sewer people.
And they all laughed?
No, there were no... They did not laugh at any of my material at all.
You know why? Because they have a monopoly. They don't have to.
Well, also, they were the butt of every joke I had, so...
Man, I want to see video of that. Uploaded by the end of the show?
I don't have the video myself. I have to get it, so probably be a day.
There's a documentary by Vice News called Living in the Sewers of Columbia, which I will link, and I highly recommend it. It's about homeless teenage drug addicts in Colombia who live in the sewer to avoid being murdered by the right-wing death squads that want to clean up the streets. And I was thinking, I think that's coming soon to America if Trump gets elected. He wants to clean up the streets.
This is the country of Colombia, not our Columbia, Missouri, where we have...
Columbia, Missouri.
Well,
is that where the college is?
Where the college is. It's right up the road from me, and it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. Is that what you said?
Oh, yeah.
It's been an embarrassing week for that college. I know.
Right. One place is like a drug-addled hellhole run by drug lords.
The other, if you just substitute the word social justice,
the other's in Latin America.
For drugs. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Okay, colonoscopy. Get them early and get them often. Actually, no. They used to say you should get them at 40. Now they're saying you should get them at 50. And they're saying if there's no problem at 50, you don't have to get them for 10 years. And if there is a problem, you should get them in 3 years. But so on top of all my other health issues with my lungs and my GERD, I have new issues this week, possibly. And this is what radio has become. It's old people talking about their health problems. Now, I really hated when I was a kid, like all my parents are a good bit older than me. My dad's 90. I'm 51. My dad's 94. My mother was 3 years younger than my dad. She died at 75 of cancer. But like all of my parents and relatives were older than like my friend's parents and relatives. So early on in my life, I had a lot of people around me just talking about their health problems all the time. And it all kind of like went away when I moved out of home. And then I moved to Wyoming, and people do it all the time here, man. Like, you, there's not that long of a line in the post office here, but even if you're the front of the line, you still got to wait because the people buying their stamps are talking about their colons with the lady behind the counter everywhere. Like, strangers talk about their health problems here. So
yeah, it's like they don't even have their own radio show to talk about health problems.
I know.
You know?
James, rite of passage.
James seemed really opposed to this topic tonight. Like, no. Well,
you know, no, not at all.
Listening in Alpha Centauri.
I think it's great. I think that's what the listeners, let's see if there's a market demand for, you know, to have old guys talk about their health issues.
Oh, there is.
You know, I think there's an opportunity for you, Michael, because, you know, the next generation has to sort of talk about their health issues all the time in a different way. I'm thinking a separate Twitter feed just for each health condition, okay? So I say, well, you know what? I really want to keep up with Michael's lung situation. That sounds terrible. I could subscribe to that Twitter feed. If I want to get an update on the colonoscopy, I've got a separate feed for that.
Man.
And what do you
think?
It's
hard to have different Twitter feeds. I've done it before for tech projects, and it's like, you have to log in and log out. Like, the best way to do it is use different browsers for each one. But so, yeah, I've kind of become that guy. But here's why it's important. First of all, I think the generation that I'm coming out of, like, totally felt invincible. Most young people do. But I was like the last generation that got to have unprotected sex without worrying about dying of AIDS. Of course, like, by the time I was 16, that was no longer the case. But, you know, I had a couple good years there. I remember when sex was safe and music was dangerous. But, you know, so I think it's important for not to be a leader, but to be an example for people from, you know, born in 64, 65, right around there, to know that, you know, you got to start getting colonoscopies at some point. The other thing is, we are broadcasting to Alpha Centauri. I will save them having to travel here and probe me. You know? So we'll have more about my where the sun don't shine.
I'm thinking this could be like a Porkfest vendor opportunity.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof. My fellow sheep, election season is upon us. Are you one of the 12% of Americans who still approves of our government? Then we need your help to force the other 88% into compliance. Our democracy depends on it. We're an organization called Citizens Against Too Much Unfettered Freedom, or CATMUF. CATMUF is a bipartisan flock of sheep whose goal is expanding government until nothing else remains. Because the government is here to help you. How can you help CATMUF help you? By only voting for candidates dedicated to expanding government. It's easy. You don't need to study the issues. No matter what a politician says when running for office, they're all dedicated to expanding government. And make sure you tell all your friends and family to vote for more government. Here at CATMUF, we don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican, as long as you vote for candidates committed to growing our federal family. CATMUF, because folks just aren't smart enough to handle real freedom.
Yep, that's how I feel about my upcoming appointment in a week and a half, when I'm going to go into a closed door room with a couple strange men, and they're going to give me narcotics until I pass out, and then they're going to probe my nether regions. You know, I wonder if they're going to have like disco music. I mean, that sounds like party clubs that cost a lot of money in San Francisco when I lived there.
Sure. There'll also be women in there that want to watch.
Yeah. They want to watch. Yeah, well, you pay extra for that, too. So, yeah, I'm getting a colonoscopy, and I'm not being crass, man. I'm trying to make people not afraid to get things that they should have. So here's the totally, like, people are going to say, why did you have to say this? The reason I'm going to get this done is because I've been bleeding from my rectum. Yeah, folks, that's right. Uh-oh. I want to say it. So, and I'm not gay. I haven't put anything up there, and I do not have a hemorrhoid. Doctor looked up there. So it's probably polyps, which can be dealt with. They'll be dealt with while I get the colonoscopy. Like, they'll cut them out that day. If I have, I'm just falling apart, man, because I just did drugs and sex and cigarettes and alcohol for decades and then got sober and then just never went to a doctor until recently. So I also had a CT scan recently. And, you know, while we're old Ben talking on the radio. So here's the thing. We're on a station, couple stations in Florida. The show that's on right before us, I call it the old people butt dial show. If there, it basically is a man and woman who sound like they're about 90 driving around the neighborhood in a car. It sounds like they butt dialed. It sounds like they accidentally called someone on their cell phone. And the show is you're listening to like them just talking in their car.
They but it's talk an actual about their show. Medical problems.
They talk about their medical problems, but they mainly talk about the neighborhood, but what used to be there. Like, well, there's the that was the barbecue run by the Negroes, and then it burned down, and you can't get the good Negro food anymore in the neighborhood. It's like that. So if there's an audience for that, which apparently there is for my butt dial show. So
just a Twitter feed is what I'm saying. Let's
we'll move it there after tonight. Okay, so I had a CT scan of my thorax after having one in my brain, and they found a nodule.
But you repeat yourself.
They found one on a nodule on my. This is serious. This could be cancer. They found a nodule on my thyroid, and it's probably not cancer. They usually are not cancer, but it could be a thyroid problem. It could be cancer. It could be harmless. But they had to do a ultrasound of it and do blood tests. And I'm waiting around for the results. That's the thing of, like, I actually have good health care for once in my life, but it's not good enough for me because there's a lot of, like, 2 weeks waiting for test results or, you know, 2 months waiting for the CPAC after the thing. It's like, it kind of what I want is the healthcare that Mr. Rand had in the movie Being There. Do you guys know that movie?
No.
No.
I saw it, but I don't remember the healthcare.
It's some billionaire who like turns his whole empire over to a retarded kid he finds on the street, basically.
Now, Michael, are they going to approach your thyroid from your behind?
Is that deep? This is completely different.
Oh, change of
like
topic.
Scary stuff that happened. No, it's the same topic. It's, oh my God, I want to have 12 doctors living in my house like the guy in this movie. I don't want to wait for results. So, we'll find out if I have cancer in the next couple days here. But then in 2 weeks, we'll find out if I have butt cancer instead of thyroid cancer. So the reason they're giving me heroin, what did they give you? What drugs did you get? And were you awake, Randy?
You talking to me?
Yeah. Randy. Yeah,
well, I was a colonoscopy virgin just till this last summer.
Ooh. Oh.
And I am way older than you. I put this thing off for a long time.
I mean, you're 60,
and,
right?
63.
Wow, you
and,
really put
it off. I put that off, but I was waiting so that I could get a hold of the place where I got it. They were used to use Versed, this where you're conscious, and you hear it. I guess it cuts the pain down, doesn't bother you, but you're conscious during the whole thing. But apparently the beauty of it is that you don't remember anything when it's over.
Yeah.
And I found out I was going to be
rape drug. They give
Did
you
they give you a roofie?
You.
So it's like when you're done, I get you get PTSD, but you don't know why. But
that sounds horrifying.
But the propofol actually puts you awake. And I mean, awake. It puts you to sleep. And this is the stuff that I think Michael Jackson maybe was taking to help him sleep.
Yeah. It's a twilight analgesiac. It's like you're sort of awake, but you can't remember anything. It's like the same class of drugs as a roofie, right?
No, the propofol actually puts you out, and you don't hear anything. You don't hear them talking about like how good your prep was for the colonoscopy and this sort of stuff. You don't want to get in there.
Versed is the other drug.
Versed is the other drug.
Does Versed put you out?
So much truth, it hurts.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the Fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
So I've never heard Randy as excited about drugs as he is tonight. We were talking during the break about what vestigial organs we could get taken out so Randy could. Randy wants to get his nipples and his appendix taken out so he can get morphine.
No, I believe that was Jim. Okay. I was going to go with the appendix, and then if I really needed more, we'd probably go to earlobes next or something.
Okay, so I am such a special patient with special needs that they're going to have an anesthesiologist present when I get this procedure. They don't usually have one present. But so
and
I
asked, a cameraman
and six witnesses and someone holding up government ID. Okay, so they told me what drug they're going to give me. They said they're going to give me propofol, which is what Michael Jackson was taking recreationally to sleep. It's a milk-like injectable substance that's known as milk of amnesia. It's what they use for medically induced comas. Sounds like a date rape drug, man. So I looked it up. The mixture for injection, this is mind-blowing to me. It's 10% soybean oil. I am deathly allergic to soy. If I were injected with that much soybean oil, I would at least go into anaphylactic shock and at most probably die. So I noticed and you know, they had me fill out like 20 pages of medical questions, and I did put my allergies in there. I just don't think they would have connected it. This place is kind of like the drive-through colonoscopy clinic, literally. Like, that's pretty much all they do. They do like 10 of them a day. So I called the doctor, talked to his nurse, and told him that, and she said, oh, okay, we'll get you something else. So she calls back the next day and said that they're going to give me fentanyl and Versed. So Randy knows a little about Versed, and fentanyl is basically a synthetic opiate that's 40 to 50 times more potent than pure heroin. So good time will be had by all. But what is Versed there, Randy?
40 to 50 times. That's maybe they'll only give you like 1/40th as much. So
yeah,
it's not as bad as it sounds. You know, Versed. I think that you know, fentanyl. I read a bit about this before I had to undergo this horrifying thing. No, I'm just kidding. But Versed is something that has been more popular in the past. And they still use it in lots of places, but that's the one where you can hear what's going on. It's what they call a conscious sedation, so that during this you can hear them remarking about, you know, it, whatever it is. You know,
I think the fentanyl will take care of that problem.
Well, fentanyl is also an anesthetic, right?
Yeah, fentanyl is what they give. Like bone cancer patients when morphine doesn't work anymore. They have it in the form of a lollipop, you know.
They'll give you that. Could you get this done between, you know, midnight and 2 a.m. or something so that you could do a broadcast
so I could
at the
enjoy
same
it.
Time? Yeah. But,
I don't know.
But the propofol, that's the one. It just puts you to sleep. And apparently the thing people like most about that is that you
Fiend
wake
phone.
Up really quick.
Fiend phone.
Yeah.
So I don't know. One thing though that if you're going to talk about this, most people, once you get done with it and you wake up, you go, well, that was nothing. But what is not nothing is the prep the night before.
I don't want to talk about it.
You know, maybe for Porkfest next year, instead of doing like the side by side buddy toilet pictures, maybe we can do
you and I can get colonoscopies.
Yeah. Well, well maybe not you and me, but like maybe you and somebody else.
There's some doctors. Stephanie Murphy's got a PhD. Right. That's not the right kind of doctor, though.
Don't forget Taryn Lupo.
Taryn Lupo's a
chiropractor.
He calls himself doctor, but he's a chiropractor. I don't know.
That's a doctor, isn't it? Of some kind?
I think MDs would argue with you on that, but chiropractics wouldn't, is my guess. I don't know for sure.
Well, what There's if you're only a doctor one... of plants or something? Or
a... Yeah, a botanist. I don't think I want to get a colonoscopy from a botanist. I don't want to get a colonoscopy for a long time because, for one thing, people die. Because sometimes they get pierced and go into, go into sepsis. And my doctor told me that when he was, or the guy at the drive-through colonoscopy place said, you know, here are the risks. one was that on average, 1 out of 1,000 times someone gets a perforated bowel from this. But he says he's done 10,000 and never had that happen. The gambler's fallacy would say he's due, but I don't think he's due.
Yeah, but one thing about that is that apparently that happens more and more the older you get, because pretty soon your colon is like tissue paper or something. And so with a young buck like you,
like
with
me,
leathery bowels,
I think nothing, I have leathery bowels.
Nothing
man.
Can go
I
wrong.
Be fine.
No, you'll be fine.
And so where's the libertarianism in all this? Other than, the government is like a non-voluntary colonoscopy every day of your life. You got anything there?
I don't know if I want to think about that.
Well, we were talking about the IRS, so I guess it all ties in.
All right. I'm done. I'm done with my weekly update on my various aches and pains and unguents and ointments. James Babb, are you there? I think we lost him.
I don't see him. So let's summarize this. You had a brain scan, but it was inconclusive, so now you're having a colonoscopy.
No, but that's funny. Let's go with that. I like that. That's nice.
Well, let me just say, to give you an old Irish blessing, that all of your polyps be benign.
There's the show title right there.
You know what? I always see that sign posted up in Irish pubs.
May all your polyps be benign. I think that's in the song. May all your polyps be benign. Yeah.
And don't forget to throw in a screw the Brits.
Screw the Brits. Yeah. I showed my DIY or die film in a bar, in a few bars in Ireland when I was there, and when I showed it in Dublin, right before I went up to introduce the film and speak a little bit, or no, after the film, when I went up to do the Q&A, the bartender put on the David Bowie Nine Inch Nails song, I'm Afraid of Americans, to introduce me. That was cute.
So do we have any other maladies or health problems that we need to discuss?
I don't, but how about
Randy,
you guys?
Randy, you're old. You should have multiple things.
That was ageist.
I'm fine, actually. I had the good fortune of having everything cleaned out, and now I'm the future is bright.
Well, you had good health care, probably, or good insurance your whole life, huh?
I've had medical insurance.
I've had it for 9 months out of my 51 years.
Randy had the best health insurance tax dollars could buy.
Yeah.
That's right. But not lately. Actually, yeah. I the whole time I was a prosecutor, I didn't have any health troubles, so the taxpayers actually got off real easy. But it was after I left.
It's not how insurance works, is it?
Yeah, that seems how it works. But that's all right. I have nothing to complain about.
Speaking of Missouri and law, other uses for propofol, the Missouri Supreme Court decided to allow the use of propofol to execute prisoners condemned to death. However, the first execution by administration of a lethal dose was halted October 11th, 2013, by Governor Jay Nixon, following threats from the European Union to limit the drug's export if it were used for that purpose.
That's right. They wouldn't allow it. And, you know, most of the time when they have these big fights about what drugs they'll use to execute somebody, they're always acting like, oh, this drug could cause you to make one of your eyelids flutter, and it's too mean. And my problem is that, you know, I know plenty of arguments against the death penalty. But the argument that, oh, heavens to Betsy, Randy, we can't allow anybody to die, you know, well, a harder death than you're going to.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, because really, like, they're using, they should just use a gram of fentanyl, man. I mean, if you want to go with that, you would just peacefully go to sleep and never wake up.
Yeah, same with propofol. You would just...
Or maybe some MDMA, and you'll just really enjoy it and be really aware of what's going on.
That's in the room down the hall from the room with the strange man giving you opiates and probing you.
Will Derek J be present?
No. Although, you want me to fiend phone this thing?
Do we want to do what?
Fiend phone.
I'm doing it right now.
You're fiend phoning a colonoscopy?
No, I'm fiend phoning you guys right now. This is that excellent software that we use all the time, and it's functioning update, flawlessly.
Nod, yep. Wink, wink.
It's been a while. That's true. Derek. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, since we have folks older than me talking about health issues and stuff like that, I recently turned 45, and no, I'm not going to go telling you that I got a bunch of things wrong with me, just a couple things, but I have decided that I need to make a life change, and I wish I would have done this a lot sooner. I will be quitting smoking fairly soon, and I've also been looking at my diet and everything else, because I do have a couple health issues that quitting smoking and eating better would certainly help out quite a bit.
I can't believe I ever smoked, and I really like... I thought smoking was the coolest thing, man. I was that guy. And I smoked 60-pack years. I smoked average at 2 packs a year for 30 years. I can't believe I did that. I can totally believe I shot heroin. Heroin, it feels good. Cigarettes are just stupid, man. Can't believe it. Can't believe it. They're horrible.
Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, think about this. I mean, you take a weed, you roll it up and set it on fire, and then you breathe that in.
I know. You're doing it's so counterintuitive. You know, really the only thing that your lungs are meant to breathe in is air, is clean air.
Good luck finding that.
I sound old and square, but I don't care. I don't really care about saving anyone's life. If you kids want to kill yourself, go ahead. You all get on my nerves anyway, and there's too many of you, and you bother me in the morning on Facebook before I've had my coffee and try to chat with me without saying, hey, are you busy?
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum. Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
That's the sound of Where My Sun Don't Shine yelling at the doctor when the doctor tries to get in there.
They'll all go running from the room screaming.
You know, there was a guy recently who left his smartphone on in the room while he got his colonoscopy and ended up suing the doctor for malpractice because the doctor actually said something like, I don't like this guy. He asked too many questions. Let's make up a fake diagnosis and put it on his chart. And they did. Like, they said that he had anal gonorrhea, and he did not. And they put that on his chart just to mess with him. And he had a recording of it accidentally because he was recording, like, the doctor talking to him about health or whatever before the operation and then forgot that he left it recording. So,
well, you could get in trouble for that. You know, what you could do on the chart if you put on
the doctor could get in trouble. Yeah, not the guy.
Well, no, but if you put something false, like some disease you didn't have, you could be trouble. But you could put things, you could exaggerate how bad his preoperative prep was, and you know
there were space monsters in there.
Make it seem like he was really didn't do a good job.
The polyps have eyes. The polyps have eyes. That great horror film.
So they can have anything. They could get in there and find one. Turns out to be your twin.
Speaking of great horror films, you watched the Republican debates tonight. What happened to Ron Paul? Rand Paul.
Well, I didn't watch the debate, but I have a news article here that talks about his plight.
Is it Real or The Onion?
Well, we'll figure that out. And incidentally, for anybody that wasn't aware, the GOP did have a debate on the subject of economics tonight. And from what I understand, John Maynard Keynes was the clear winner. All right. Anyway,
You know what, though?
I lived.
Good. Hey, James. They actually had Ron Paul for a half hour talking about economics on Fox Business Channel yesterday, but it was on at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
What's that about? Like, more truth than every Republican debate ever. From a Republican, but he's not a politician anymore, and we'll put it on at 2:30 on a Monday night.
Well, they're trying to compete with Freedom Fiends. Come on.
I think they are, man.
I think Fox Business is the renegades of the whole Fox News thing. But anyway.
Well, they put Kennedy on there, that washed up MTV VJ, who's sort of a libertarian.
Yeah. Minarchist. Mini-status libertarian. Yeah.
So
anyway, interrupted midway through answering a question about how he would reform the nation's tax code, Republican presidential candidate Rand Paul was reportedly escorted off stage roughly an hour into Tuesday's GOP primary debate after falling below the minimum 2.5% polling threshold necessary for participating in the forum.
Your 15 seconds are up.
Our current tax system is broken, and the only way to fix it is, let go of me! No! No! Just let me have another 30 seconds! Please! Said Paul, his voice growing faster and more frantic as he tried to outline his entire campaign platform before Republican National Committee security could break his grip on his podium and drag him off camera. Overregulation is hurting small business owners, and payroll taxes need to be abolished while the U.S. scales back its involvement in foreign wars and ensures strong protections for religious freedom. Oh, and the TARP bailout was a mistake. Sentences for non-violent drug offenses should be reduced. And as president, I would veto any law attempting to restrict the right to bear arms. And wait.
So he should have invoked. He should have invoked his right to a filibuster or something.
You know what that would be if they actually did that. If they actually pulled you off, you know, like they're monitoring your live stats and you
the go gong below show. 2.5.
It'd be more like it'd be kind of direct democracy too. Like, why wait to get someone elected and then watch them plummet in the polls? It's like, baby, what have you done for me in the last 15 seconds? Nothing. You're out of there.
You know, that was kind of like they had. I did watch American the debate, Idol. By the way. And the Drudge Report, and I don't know how accurate any of their polling was, but they kept their poll live up through the entire debate from the first minute.
Tweet.
So you could see things happening when somebody said something.
Did Ron Paul win? All the internet polls. Does
Ron,
he still win?
Ron wasn't there. Actually, Rand Paul, he is trying to change. I think he's gotten the message that he should have stayed libertarian.
He never was libertarian.
He was behaving more libertarian than he's been on any of the prior debates.
He was never libertarian, and he was really shocked to find out that his dad turned all his would-be supporters into anarchists. One final note on the debate.
He should have been told to simulate libertarianism earlier.
At press time, John Kasich was nervously attempting to rush through a response on health care as security guards approached his side of the stage.
Well, and that's the music. We'll be back after this trip to the market.
And we'll see if anybody gets pulled off the show.
Or given an involuntary colonoscopy. If you're traveling through New Mexico, don't scratch an itch.
Are you sick of peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Symposium of unsupervised sounds that caress your freedom fiend bone. I'm Randy England, and co-hosts Lusander Fien and Jim Babb, maybe, I think, Lusander has hacked into the CIA's subspace mind control to beam our pirate signal of protest directly to your frontal lobes. So lose those tinfoil hats and know that you're free. Hello, Lou. Are you there? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, and anybody that knows about me and computers knows that I could barely hack in my own Facebook account.
All right.
We'll keep your secret here. Yeah, don't tell anybody. It appears that both Jim and Michael fell below the 2.5% approval rating threshold, and they've been removed from the show.
Yes, and we don't know what's going to happen there. I should also mention that the Freedom Fiends is covered all over by a BIPCOT no government license, which allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. So, Lou, have you seen this? There was an article this last week, and actually it's called How Law Enforcement Can Use Google Timeline to Track Your Every Move.
And no, I have not.
Well, it was around on the internet, I guess, several days ago. And it talks about the recent expansion of Google's timeline features and how the government can get to this. They have to subpoena Google. But the thing that is so shocking about it, if you go there, it's just a feature at Google called Google Timeline. I think if you go to google.com/maps/timeline, you come to this page that if you have an Android phone, and I don't think it works with other ones. They were talking about Android. Certainly with an Android smartphone, I've been being tracked for years on this thing. And... Well,
Before you go too much further, what exactly is Google Timeline? Because I don't use all the fancy stuff.
Well, when you bring up Google Timeline, you go to a date. Like, I just picked a date up here of June 1st, 2015. Says it was a Monday. And I'm looking at a map of my town, and there are blue lines all over it showing everywhere I went. And not only everywhere I went, but exactly when I was there. It shows that just pick up in the middle of it. I left my home. It says 2:27 p.m. So I was home, and then I was going out. And it says, and it gives my address. And then 2:46 p.m., I'm at Mosier's Discount Foods. And then it says 3:02, I leave Mosier's Discount Foods. And then 18 minutes later, I arrive at my office. And it gives the address. And I'm there for an hour, and then it says that I leave at 4:26 p.m., and it shows me the track, and I drive home, and I'm back at my house. It shows everywhere I went the whole day in a picture. And I looked the other day, and in June, I was up at Porkfest in New Hampshire, and I went and looked at those days, and there I am flying across the country and over to North Carolina, and then flying up to Manchester and driving all around Lancaster and up into Quebec. And I didn't make a move that is not on the Google timeline, and it just takes your breath away. I mean, fortunately, I wasn't meeting with any drug lords during this period. And I didn't have a mistress whose house I could have been tracked to or something like that. But this is really, if you have an Android phone, you need to do this. need to do it.
All right. Do you have to look it up on your phone? Because I just looked it up on my computer, and I do have some Google stuff installed on my Android phone. Interestingly, when I brought it up, it says you are the only one that can see your timeline. So that means the police can't be doing it, because it would probably be illegal for them to look at it, right?
Well, they can get a search warrant and give it to Google. And they would have to give it to them. If anybody got a hold of your password, and you know, username and password, well, username's nothing. That's your email address. Anybody got your password, they can go in and see it. But Google's going to hand it over if they're faced with a search warrant, and they're going to track you. Now, you can go in. Apparently, you can go in and let me see here, like Mosher Discount Foods. I have the option of removing that stop from my day. So if I hit that, it'll disappear from the timeline.
All right, it's probably never really removed, though.
Well, they talked about that in the article, and they thought that it probably was. Okay. But I'm not sure about
that. The good news is when I pulled mine up, it showed zero places, because I put in Saturday, and I was recently traveling, and it showed zero places on there.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so, if you haven't gone it, you really should just try it, because it'll blow the top of your head off when you see it. It's, wow. And I'm thinking, you know, what if I was, you know, a drug dealer and they almost had their case against me, but they needed to fill in a few gaps? I'd just be dead meat on this thing. Of course, they don't use smartphones. Drug dealers just use burner phones. They don't change them often enough, which is why they get caught anyway. But they don't use smartphones, because if they have a brain at all, they like to change their number too often to work out of a smartphone. So and they're, you know, nobody's that dumb. At least they won't be anymore.
Fiend phone.
Ah, it sounds like Jim is back.
Another fiend phone back. Has arrived.
So your approval rating got back above 2.5%. Welcome back. Congratulations. What did you have to promise people? What kind of free stuff did you offer?
I had to bow down before the Windows God and just offer my soul. That's all.
Were you at a crossroads of some sort there?
I sold my soul back in the 80s when I was at the peak of the market.
That's what you think.
Well, had I sold in the 90s, it wouldn't have been worth a hoot.
Yeah, it was a lot cleaner back then, I'm sure. I didn't really have much more to say about that Google timeline, except I think everybody that has an Android just needs to go there, you know, as soon as Freedom Fiends is off the air, and see how well you've been tracked. In another sense, it's kind of, you know, if you really needed to remember where you were on a certain day or where you went, like down to the minute, it'll tell you. And you
that
go,
can be
wow,
really helpful as we get older, right?
Yes. Like if you left home and then went and found yourself sitting in a park somewhere, you could like look up on your phone and see where you came from and then go back there. So it could be useful.
Or what if you find like an Alzheimer's patient wandering in the park and you know they escaped from somewhere? You like let me see your phone. You pull up their record and you can see like, oh, you looks like you live over here, and you can help them get home instead of calling the police.
Seriously, you could do that. Or you could just look on their contact list and see what their address was. But I don't. Do other people have their own address in their contact book like I do?
I don't.
Well, I have it because if I'm somewhere else and I want to figure out how to get home, I don't mean like from in town. I mean like, you know.
Yeah, my GPS apps all know where I'm at.
But my GPS apps, I can tell it to go home, and it'll tell me the best way home. So, I bet a lot of people have their address in there too. You know.
Actually, you should put in like the house across the street in your GPS, because like say you're out traveling and your car's broken into, they take your GPS and they're like, hey, well, look who's not home. Let's go see where they live. Oh, right. So I don't want to ever advertise when I'm not home.
Yeah. Now, as far as like the legalities of all this stuff goes, for cops to go getting warrants or just to even dip into that stuff, what are the legalities concerning that these days, Randy, being the former persecutor that you are?
Reformed.
Well, they would have to say that the cops would have to have some reason they thought that you were committing a crime and why they needed to track you, but that's really all it would take. If you were say a suspected drug dealer and were suspected of doing certain transactions in certain places, and they wanted to get some more evidence piled up against you that you were indeed in those places at those times, yeah, they'd go right for this, and they'd get their search warrant in a heartbeat. No judge would hesitate to sign one of these.
Okay, or raw milk smuggler.
Or a murder suspect.
Suspected of taking the tags off of a pillow illegally.
A front yard gardener. Yeah, it could happen.
Well, I don't know if it would track you through around your own yard. Probably have to go a little bit further. But, you know, if you buried the body out in the middle of some national forest and this silly thing tracked you right into the middle of it, that could be rather damning.
Yeah, but we're talking about the numerous numbers of BS non-crimes that don't have any victim or anything like that. They're just declarations of idiot politicians.
Well, they're going to want you just as bad for being a drug dealer as being a murderer, you know.
Yeah, they're also going to want you just as bad for smuggling raw milk across borders, too.
Well, that's serious. Because yeah, that involves direct disobedience of the government. A murder is just a violation against a fellow citizen. And
as Murray Rothbard pointed out,
milk is bad.
The state takes crimes against itself the most seriously.
Well, it has to, because you don't have a... You know, your mama never taught you, and you were 6 years old, that you shouldn't do all these victimless crimes. And so the government, to make it stick, they have to treat them like pretend serious and make heavy punishments. Pretend so that since there's no natural reason to think that this thing is horrifying, like selling raw milk, and it's the only way they can stop people from doing it is to get heavier punishments. So they do.
And we see how the death penalty has stopped all those murders down in Texas. Because heavier punishments work. How long ago was it that you were a persecutor? And what was the technology like back then? Granted, I know that it was nothing like it was today, to where if you got your hands on somebody's smartphone, you could just pull up everything about them. But
nobody had smartphones back then. The Blackberries were fairly new. I left on the 1st of January 2007. So they did have GPS trackers, I think, that could be put on a vehicle.
Didn't back then they just had to beat information out of you, right? They couldn't just get it out of your phone.
They can still do that.
Old-fashioned police work with a billy club.
Go for it.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Are you sick of government lackeys who say, "You didn't build that"? Are you tired of elitists like Barack Obama and Al Gore taking credit for the web while trying to take over the web? Are you disgusted by experts whose concept of the internet is that it's a series of tubes? Take back the free market of computing by encouraging software developers to adopt the BIPCOT NoGov license. The BIPCOT NoGov license allows any use or modification except by governments. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
Now for almost an hour and a half, considering the first hour was about Michael's colonoscopy. But if you just joined us this hour, no more needs to be said.
Right. Well, we did allude to this sewer people, okay?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Not even nearly as fun. And, you know, we always say, you know, like, gosh, you know, don't talk to cops. Like, but they contacted me. I was contacted by the government, and I felt I'd had to respond in some way. So I've got these local people. They call themselves like the Township Sewer Authority, or the Authority on Sewers. And it's this organization that I'm forced by law to use. I'm not allowed to not use them. I'm not allowed to use a different provider. I'm not allowed. So, but anyway, so you can imagine the level of service I get, right? So evidently they're having trouble with wastewater. Their system is inadequate. And they're like, oh, we got too much wastewater. What are we going to do? Well, let's go search. Let's go door to door and search everybody. Hey, we need you to schedule an appointment for us to come and inspect your basement to make sure you're like sump pump's not hooked into the sewer. And I just ignored it because, you know, I'm no. No. But I get a bill for $50. They're like, yeah, you didn't comply. So $50.
What did they do for the $50?
They mailed me a bill.
Okay, well, that was a small service.
Yeah.
What was their name? They were like the Legion of Sewers or the Sewer League or
this is Lower Providence Sewer Authority, Lower Providence Township Sewer Authority. Right. It's they're. Anyway, so I'm like, all right, you know, so I finally sent him a letter. I said, hi, I received your request for consent to search my property without a warrant, and I decline. you know, and I said, also, please show me where I signed the contract that says I owe you $50, you know. And then I get up, and the guy's like, well, I just wanted to explain what you were doing. I'm like, that's fine. I get it. You know, it's like, but, well, you know, it's just, it's really important. You know, I'm like, okay, no. No and no.
Did they, so, what did they want to come in and see at your
They want to come into, I don't know, I guess presumably anything they want, but it's under the guise of making sure my sump pump is not, like, connected into the sewer system. So, which it's not. Well,
You know whatever. My it didn't happen to me, but my son had a house, and he got a notice from the city who said that we've photographically inspected your sewer line and have found that there are roots in the sewer line, and you have to fix it.
Interesting.
And he thought, you know, that was kind of interesting because, you know, his house had basically gotten a colonoscopy by the city from outside his property. They had gone in through some other connection with the sewer and ran it up inside, you know, up to his house and found some roots or something. Fortunately for him, he just called up something like, you know, Roto-Rooter or somebody came and ran it through his sewer pipe, and that was the last he heard of him. But it was sort of interesting. I'm assuming if they ran that scope in there far enough, they could run it right up into your toilet.
Maybe who knows what they'd find? Yeah, that could be very interesting for them.
If this was London, England, they might have video cameras installed in the sewer system, you know, permanently installed.
They have them everywhere, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, one of the things that really jumped out at me, because I didn't even pay attention to what you said about the inspection, Jim. I was so
good,
yeah, enamored, I guess, with the name of the agency or whatever, the Sewer Authority.
I just refer to them as sewer people.
Yeah, it's really funny because, like, you know, you got the Port Authority and all this other stuff, and they throw out these words, and they constantly refer to themselves as the authorities and officials, and they throw just all this language out there supposed to make them into kind of like a godlike status, so to
speak. Yeah, but Sewer Authority's not quite making it, though, is it?
That's why these guys are just the worst. They're so pathetic. And so... Anyway, I went to their meeting tonight. I'm like, all right, when's your meeting, guys? All right, we're going to go talk about this. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to prop.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty Talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
Yes, yep. We're back.
Going to that flag waivers against the Empire thing, I have something here from The Art of Not Being Governed, and this is from Statism as a Religion file. Ever notice that burning, destroying a flag is legally called desecration? Desecrate, meaning to violate a sacred, holy place or object.
Statism is a religion. So, yep.
My idol worship.
It's so dangerous.
So are we going to talk about the lower levels of prestige of being the sewer authorities?
Yeah.
Are we moving on to something else?
So, right. I need our resident fiend lawyer to comment here. I got these petty bureaucrats demanding to search my home. And I can just refuse, and they'll just keep piling up $50 a month of what they claim I owe them. 10 years from now, they'll put a lien on my house. Like, how do I don't even know how to combat this in a way that just doesn't end up like them just getting even richer off of me. Randy?
Yeah, $50 a month, that's $600 a year times 10 years. Wow.
And then they'll say interest. And if they can just arbitrarily charge me $50, why couldn't they say, well, then after the 1 year, it's now $500 a month or $5 million a month, right? They have no limits they operate under, right? So how do I defend myself from this this unwanted invasion?
Well, the problem that you've got is that there's an exception in every place that I know of. There's an exception to the requirements for search warrants for what they call administrative or safety inspections, things like that. So a restaurant, of course, has to let them come in and nose around anytime they want because the public is endangered, so they can come in, they don't need a warrant, and that sort of thing.
Right.
And when
these guys claimed it was a public issue. And I said, well, what evidence do you have that my house has a public health issue? It sounds like your system is having a problem. Why is this you have to invade my house because you are having a public health problem? I don't get it.
Yeah, and they're doing exactly what, you know, I was just saying, that they're couching this as a public safety or public health issue, and they're wanting to come in and see if you are the source of their problem. And think about it, though. See, they couldn't even get a search warrant, a typical search warrant, because a search warrant is only used to if there's probable cause that you're committing a crime.
Right.
And they're not even suspecting you of a crime. They're not even suspecting you probably of having a defective sewer. They're just wanting to look in everybody's sewer. And I'm gonna guess that push comes to shove, I hate to say this, they're going to win.
I don't accept that option. So
I didn't expect you would accept it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, in the end, you know, they could end up throwing a monster lien on your house if the law provides for that. And when the day comes for you to sell the house, there'll just be an extra check cut to the government for you get yours.
Well, here's one idea I had.
What do you think about this?
Hang on.
If they seize his house, he can go in and make an offer for half of what is owed and get it back, just like you're talking about with the taxes in the first hour.
I wouldn't bet against that either.
Well, what if I do this? What if I go to their houses with my own, with a TV crew, okay, so some video crew, and I say, hi, I'm here to inspect your house. I go to their homes. You know, like, what are you talking about? Like, yeah, I'm just asking you, do you mind if I just come in and look around? I just want to make sure there's no health hazards here. And they would say, obviously, no, right? And then I just immediately hand them a bill for $50, right?
Well, are you the authorities?
Sure.
Who elected you?
Who elected them? I have... Who cares?
your neighbors did.
Democracy.
Your neighbors imposed it. Yeah.
I don't know if they did.
They hired them. They hired the sheriff because they were too big a wusses to commit personal violence against you. So they hired the sheriff and these bureaucrats to commit violence against you. And even the sewer league or whatever you called them, they're probably not even going to commit violence against you. It sounds like they're just going to kind of just keep your rent, you know, rent going at $50 a month or whatever it is.
But that is violence.
Well, it's theft, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, of course it's violence.
It is violence because eventually the time is going to come where they say, okay, you have accrued all this money that we have declared you to owe. We're going to cast this magic spell of repossession on your house or foreclosure, and unless Jim can roll a 20 and like inflict double damage on him, he's screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no. They got other things they can do. They can go and get a judgment against you in court, and then go and take the money straight out of your bank account or
their own court.
Exactly. It doesn't matter whose court it is if the money's coming out of your wallet, though. That's a problem.
Right.
Or your bank account. Or if you have a job and get a paycheck, they'll just garnish your wages and take it there.
Well, I need a strategy here. I need a strategy. So many ways. So let's put this out to the Fiend universe. Guys, give me a strategy. Not necessarily a legal strategy, but like, because they control that arena. I'm more interested in a grassroots, embarrass them to leave me alone strategy. Something like that.
Well, you're probably something to bring in the media then, right?
Well, and I've attempted to do that. Unfortunately, the only reporter I found a reporter that had reported on this sewer authority before, and I like just called him like, hey, I see you reported on this. I'm going over there to complain about this. And then the reporter took 15 minutes to explain to me why I was wrong. So I'm not expecting a big impartial article from him.
Wow. What was he saying? Stuff like, I don't really like having your sewage running across my lawn or something like that?
He just couldn't get, you know, he in his mind, this is a utilitarian argument. He says, well, you know, we're not sure if, you know, there's only one way to be sure that everyone's not committing a crime is to go door to door. You know, that's pretty darn creepy to me when you're willing to do the door to door searches over some kind of stupid township plumbing problem. Right. Like,
I agree with you completely. I'm just telling you how I think it's going to end. That's awesome.
Well, maybe I can. How do I even get my money's worth then out of $50? How do I like?
Well, let me play status advocate here. Why are you opposed to having the government come in and make sure that the sewer is working proper?
I don't know them, and they didn't ask me nicely to come in and look at it. You know. Like
what's here? Okay, Jim, here's what you need to do, okay, to bring this thing to a head and get some your money's worth out of it, but get them off your back. You ask yourself, what would Ian Freeman do? Okay.
And he would videotape them coming in and make a video that gets so many YouTube views that it's monetized and pays for the $50 a month.
Totally,
every month.
Totally.
I got it. Every month I'll schedule an appointment and then not let them in and film it every month.
Well, and then finally, though, at some point.
That's worth $50.
And put stuff in there about, is this what you do to peaceful people?
Yeah.
And just say it lots. And yeah, you can get some mileage out of that. And
every month, right? Like, okay, this time I'm going to let you come into my house. And then they come over and I'm like, where's your warrant? Oh, sorry.
No.
Try again next month and bill me another 50.
You're going to have to mix it up. You need to bring in like some 85-year-old woman that only speaks Russian and have her answer the door and not let
just to confuse them.
And mix it up the next month. And then when
I could wear a costume myself. Like I could go as different characters.
You could. Do you know any accents?
Now, I just received a comment from a listener. Michael Dean, and he says, "Bip cut your sewer line."
Why not? Maybe I'll just mail them a copy of that to like, but just so you know, I know you've thought you owned this, but now that you know it's protected by the Bip cut license, you're going to have to leave me alone.
if you're from the government, you'll have to leave.
I asked him, get this, I asked him, I said, so you guys decided that I owed you 50 because I won't let you in my house? And I said, did you guys vote on that? You know, and they're like, yeah. I said, well, we also took a vote in our house, and we unanimously determined that we don't owe you anything and that you should leave us alone. I got, can you imagine the laughs I got from them on that one?
Oh, so that was well received.
No, not at all.
Oh.
Just stone faced, just scowls and sneers.
You just need to do lots of video and get your money's worth out of it. And at any point that you know, the game is up and you decide, well, I either need to end it here or I'm going to jail, you know, then you can still, you know, do whatever you have to do.
Well, let me ask you this, Jim. What would it take for you to submit and comply with their demands? I mean, requests.
You know what?
I mean, go along instead of submit and comply.
Well, I mean, if they sent me a letter, they said, look, it would be really helpful if you could help us, you know, nail down the problem we're having. And we're sorry for the inconvenience, but if it's not too much trouble, you know, could Bill come over and, you know, just take a look in your basement if it's okay? You know, like I could respond. I'd probably still say no, but I might say yes if they were really nice about it, right?
You know, if they had been clever enough, they could have couched this in some sort of way that made it sound like you were getting some benefit.
No, I wouldn't fall for that. No way.
It's a free service.
No.
So, in other words, it sounds like you just want to, I don't know, stick it to the man.
I just want to be left alone. Remember what Ernie says? Ernie Hancock says there's two kinds of people, those that want to be left alone and those that just won't leave them alone. You know, and that's that's where we're at. That's these guys exactly just won't leave me alone now.
So. But your sewage is going to be rolling down the front yards of people that live three towns over. Have you thought of that? Have you thought about others?
Yeah, are you not?
I'm very selfish.
Are you violating violating the rights of your neighbors in that?
What I can do is I can disconnect my sump pump that drains like out into the woods, and I can connect it right into the sewer water. So I can expand their problem just to be mean-spirited.
Well, you would never do that.
Because you haven't been mean-spirited enough.
No, so that doesn't really seem like it's going to help me, but it would just possibly annoy them. They said, but over 3,000 people have done inspections and only 5 have refused. That doesn't look very good for you.
Did you ask for the name of the 5 so that you could kind of combine your resources?
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Hey, this is some Squiskar Squiggles from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedom Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess it says worms now. So there you go.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs. Buy sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
2 designs for Guns and Weed, the Road to Freedom.
3 designs for Fiend Phone.
Bipcot No Gov.
A Freedom Fiends Worms button.
And ask me about my worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1¼ inch, now they're 1¾ inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
This is the Freedom Fiends, and we're back from the market.
Some of us are
back. This is Randy England. I'm here with Lou Fien, Jim Babb. Is Jim Babb with us? Or
no, his poll ratings dip below the threshold again, and he has been removed from the show.
I would just hate to see this be a permanent thing with Jim. But Lou, did you see there was an article, and we just have a little time here in the third act, but there's an article, the title of it is too good to pass up. Florida cop shows up too wasted, that's in quotation marks, too wasted to accept award for DUI arrests from Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And one of the things that the mothers do, the mad mothers do, is they find people in law enforcement in every state, and whenever they do something like make the most DWI arrests, or they give them these awards. I got one of these awards once when I was a prosecutor for prosecuting a DWI murder case where the fellow killed several people because he was so drunk. And they have some, you know, they'll have an award Fien ceremony
phone.
And give you
Fien phone.
This this award that you're the cop of the year or the prosecutor of the year or something. And apparently this cop in Florida was going to be given this cop of the year, Mothers Against Drunk Driving of the Year award. An officer, Zaliga or something, of the Pinellas County Sheriff's Department says showed up to a Mothers Against Drunk Driving conference in Fort Lauderdale so drunk that he could not even walk straight.
Yeah!
And was scheduled to receive an award at the conference for making over 100 DUI arrests, but he actually showed up drunk himself. And it is assumed that he drove himself to the conference in that state. The officer denies that he drove drunk and insists that he only had one or two drinks before the conference. How many times have I heard that one? You know, yeah, I had two. And let's see, his supervisors encountered him. They described him as being, quote, wasted, and sent him back to his hotel room to miss out on both the conference and his award. He was reprimanded and given one day paid vacation.
And but he didn't get the reward? He didn't get the award that he
did not get the award.
Oh.
So I think that, you know, the thin blue line, that doesn't really count when you embarrass your superiors. Then they're going to take you and throw you under that thin blue bus.
Yeah, but it still just means paid vacation in reality.
It like, still probably, does.
They, just I'm sure they get that. Yelled at a lot behind the, you know, behind closed doors, but it's still just paid vacation for those.
Well, days. It says the officer was scheduled to be promoted to detective, apparently, once he got his award, and his promotion was not affected by the incident at the conference. He now works as a detective in the sheriff's crimes against children unit.
Uh-oh.
And yeah.
So he's a pedophile too, you think?
No, he's going after pedophiles.
Well, right, just like he went after DUIs.
Just like he went after drunks. So is he trying to eliminate trying to eliminate competition by taking drunk drivers off the road?
Now, here's a rather incongruous
by drinking all their beer.
The article also says, and I'm not sure if this follows, oddly enough, this is actually not the first time that we reported a story like this. Now, I don't see that it's that odd.
But around cop shows up to get award for kidnapping drunks and shows up too drunk to get the award and then gets a paid vacation and a promotion. Yeah, there's nothing odd about that. You're right, Randy.
I think it's sweet. That, you know, this happening, you know, to a cop who does DWIs is about as appropriate as Haman being hung, you know, in the Book of Esther, I would say. If you don't get the reference, look it up. But
did the people from Mad
I think
go
it's
on
pretty sweet, really.
Did the people
and
from Mad go on
there's nothing odd about it. Nothing surprising.
Randy, did the people from MAD go crazy and demand that the cop be arrested and
I think they were mad.
Yeah, but did they really excoriate him, or did they just, well, you know, these things happen.
I don't know what he was
quickly
did.
Defended by DAM, Drunks Against Mad Mothers.
Although, back in 2011, the former president of MAD was arrested for DWI with an alcohol level 3 times the legal limit. So,
magic costumes
are human.